Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 17th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Kings, chapters 10 to 12. Not one word of God shall ever fail. We read in 2 Kings chapter 10 verse 10 like this. Know now that nothing shall fall to the earth by the word of the Lord, which the Lord spoke concerning the house of Ahab. For the Lord has done what he spoke by his servant Elijah. Jehu was selected by God through prophetic revelation to be the king of Israel and destroy the entire household of Ahab. This was done in order to avenge the blood of God's servants, the prophets of God. We read in 2 Kings chapter 9 verses 6 to 8 like this. And he, a young prophet, poured the oil on his head, that is Jehu, and said to him, Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of the Lord, over Israel. You shall strike down the house of Ahab, your master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab all the males in Israel, both bond and free. In accordance to the above prophecy, through the instigation of Jehu, the rulers and elders of Jezreel killed all the 70 sons of Ahab, and Jehu killed all who remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel and Samaria. This was the punishment of God upon Ahab and his wife Jezebel for all the wickedness that they had done in their lives. Let us be clear about three facts about the word of God. Number 1. God's word cannot be taken lightly. We read in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 and 21 like this. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Number 2. God's word will accomplish its purpose. And this is what God says in Isaiah chapter 55 verses 10 and 11. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Number 3. God's word shall never fail. And this is what God says in Mark chapter 13 verse 31. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. We again read in Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16. Search from the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail, not one shall lack her mate. For my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them.